Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I've been giving this a lot of thought. What is fandom exactly? Because I've been taking a lot of flack for the last week about wearing an Islanders jersey at the Islander game on Friday night and, you know, taking some of the merchandise, the free merch that the owner of the team said we could go shopping in the team store afterward. I mean, what a generous man Mr. Ledecky is. And I've worn a couple of the, the shirts that I took, one hoodie and a nice vest that I'm wearing today. And people get all bent out of shape. And by the way, let me just say that, and I've said this before, I had no intention of going to the game and wearing anything Islanders. It just never crossed my mind. I was going to the game to have fun. The way that the night played out, they gave me the jersey, then take you to the team store, all that stuff. But even after that, you would never have seen me in any of this stuff. Gio and I were having a good time. We were, having a couple of drinks, but we're taking pictures. All right, we're having fun. Here we are with Sydney Esiason Martin. Here we are with Pot Vince Sox. And whatever, it was just a fun time. Like, I never gave it any thought about, oh, yeah, I'm going to tweak the Ranger fan or I'm going to be a troll. No. And then I started to get the hate messages. And then when you guys come at me saying, oh, you can't do that, you're a fraud, this and fraud that, I say, oh, yeah, I'll show you a fraud. So a couple of things on this. If I were, in fact, a fraud, I would have hid the idea that I were wearing a jersey. I would have been embarrassed and said, oh, no, 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 no. You can't let anybody see me in this. Oh, no, I can't be caught. I'm afraid what other people think of me. And instead, I didn't give a crap. I took pictures and posted it. Boom, here I am, enjoying myself. You got a problem with that? That's on you, not me. But anyway, the other thing that people kept saying was, you're not a real fan. We'll take away your Rangers fan card. You're a fraud. Marco, CeeLo, whoever, call me a fraud. What is fandom? Do you think that fandom is wearing a shirt that supports whatever team? Do you think fandom is wearing a jersey of a team? Like, do you think fandom is going to a game? What is fandom? Think about it. It is not something that can be bought. It is not something that can change because you wear a piece of clothing. Like, I get that people want to have fun with it and joke around, but the reality is, being a fan, fandom is something that you earn over the course of a lifetime, over the course of many years of investing your time and passion into said team. Which means no matter how many days in a row I wear free Islander gear, and by the way, it's quite nice, you can never take the Ranger fandom out of me. It's just not possible. People could talk about switching teams or I want to root for this or that, but being a true passionate fan, and I wish I was never an Atlanta Falcon fan, having to deal with that 28-3 Super Bowl loss, I wish I could just change and say, you know what, I'm going to go root for the Kansas City Chiefs. It doesn't work like that. That's why when the team that you root for wins, eventually, if it ever does happen, it makes it even that much more special because you've earned that feeling with your passion, with your time, investing your energy into that team for X amount of years. When the Jets get to a Super Bowl led by Aaron Rodgers, Jet fans are going to go nuts, and rightfully so, because they will have absorbed the pain all these years. And that makes it that much more sweeter. That's what fandom is. not what hat you're wearing or what shirt you're wearing for whatever reason it may be. Oh, how could you do that? It's so disrespectful. Oh, get over it. It's a piece of clothing that's quite comfy. Ronnie is calling from Linden, New Jersey. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, Sal. How are you doing this morning, Sal?
How are you, Ronnie?
I'm not doing too bad. So, look, I want to comment on your Islander thing here, but I don't think it's a big deal. It's not like it was an Islander-Ranger game and you chose the Islanders over the Rangers.
Right.
You're representing, to me, you were representing New York. Okay? You represented New York and mm-hmm. had the island on the crest.
Sure.
You're from the island. I don't really see a problem with it. The problem I had was that you chose number 16, Patty LaFontaine.
Well, it was Licata, not LaFontaine.
But it was Patty's number when he played for the Islanders.
Well, he doesn't play for the Islanders anymore, and it's my number. I can't help it. I mean, blame my parents. I was born on the 16th.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I will.
Special affection for the number.
Well, they asked me what number. I said 16. I'm born on that day. That's why it had nothing to do with LaFontaine. Now, I will tell you that I do own an authentic Pat LaFontaine Rangers jersey, which was the first Rangers jersey I ever got. This was back in 96, 97 probably. I asked for that for Christmas. Santa brought that along. And do you know why I like LaFontaine with the Rangers and chose that jersey? Take a guess.
You there? I don't know, Sal. Throw me.
Well, take a guess.
Because you're a Ranger fan.
No, well, yes. No, but because he wore 16. I chose LaFontaine because he wore 16. When he came to the Rangers, that was my favorite number, 16, because I was born on that day. So that is why. As a matter of fact, I'll add another layer to this story. I remember wearing my LaFontaine jersey to a random Rangers and, let's say, Blues game in probably 97 or 98, and I stood up and cheered because they showed the Mets-Yankees score. As a matter of fact, it might have even been a World Series now that I think about it. It might have been 2000. But I was cheering that the Mets took the lead over the Yankees. Could have been a regular season or World Series. I don't remember exactly. And somebody, a Rangers fan, said, "Sit down, LaFontaine. I could spot you a mile away," basically calling me a fraud fan, even though I'm a Rangers fan in a Rangers jersey. But because it was LaFontaine and I was rooting for the Mets, he thought I was an Islander fan.
Yeah. Well, people are a little misunderstood about things. But let me ask you a question there, Sal.
Yeah.
Now, if they were playing the Rangers that night, what jersey would you have worn?
I don't really wear jerseys anymore, truth be told.
Not even to a game?
I wear a hoodie. Like, I wear hoodies now. I haven't worn a Rangers jersey. The only Ranger jersey that I wear, are you asking me who's my favorite player?
No. I just want to know if the Islanders and the Rangers played, would you have put an Islanders game on if you were up at the Islanders arena?
Oh, you're asking me would I have put the Islander jersey on if the Rangers
if
were there?
The Rangers that night, yeah.
That's a tough question, Ronnie, and thank you for the call. Probably because the game was secondary to the reality of my situation that I was in the owner's box and he was asking me, but... they handed me the jersey. I don't think I would have said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't do this." I would have sucked it up, and now I probably wouldn't have posted a picture, and I certainly wouldn't have been, I don't think I would have been cheering for the Islanders, as far as going on the Jumbotron and doing that. That's a little different, but I don't know. Great question, though. Luckily, that was not the case. But even if I did do that, my point is, even if I did do that, does that make me an Islander fan all of a sudden? The answer is no. Because as I was saying before, you cannot change fandom one night. Whether you pretend to root for a team, whether you put on a jersey, it does not happen like that. If the Islanders win the Stanley Cup this year, do you think that I enjoy that as a fan of the Islanders? There's no way. Now, I may be a little happy for Ledecky, sure, because he's a nice man, and for some of the people in the Islander organization, but Fleegs, who's an Islander fan, he would go nuts. That's a championship for him and his team, not me. I'm not an Islanders fan. There's nothing I can do about it. I grew up, I chose the Rangers at a young age, and that's the team I invested my time. Same thing with the NBA. For years, the Knicks suck. I want to pick another team. You can't. It doesn't work like that. I was a Knicks fan. I've already spent so much time investing energy and passion into this team. That's it. So we joke around and have fun with it, but the reality is that's not something that you can just switch to at your convenience, at your leisure, regardless of the reason. You can grow out of fandom. I remember having a conversation with Ian Eagle once in the old fan newsroom in Astoria. And at that point, this was probably 2003 or four, where I just started, you know, or was like a year in. Actually, it might have been, yeah, it was probably 2004, 2005. And I remember having a conversation with him, like, what? You grew up a Knicks fan, but like you love the Nets? And he's like, he didn't say this, he was being nice. But he's like, yeah, basically, like, what are you, an idiot? The Nets are employing me. Like, the Nets are paying me. And at that time, I couldn't wrap my head around somebody who grew up a fan of the Knicks that could root for the Nets. That's how dumb I was. And like I said, it was year one or year two. Now, obviously, you can understand it. He's getting paid by a team. He's an employee of the Brooklyn Nets. How could you not root for the Nets? Fandom goes out the window. A little different because I'm not a broadcaster, obviously, so I haven't, you know, had to lose my fandom. But it just shows you, like, things change. By the way, I did probably misspeak before because whatever that game that I was at with the Rangers and Blues, I would not have gone to a hockey game during the World Series. I can't imagine that would have been the case, but I'm not 100% sure. Might have just been a regular Subway Series game, although they played those Subway Series games back then, I don't think during hockey season. It wouldn't have been, maybe May. Could it have been May?
Didn't early on, they didn't start them until like June and July, the Subway Series games?
What was the, yeah, right, that's what I'm saying, early on it was that. What was the Jets Monday night miracle? Jets Dolphins.
Yeah, that was 2000.
Right. And then I believe, oh no, wait, was the Messier return game the year after that? Or was that when Messier returned? I don't think it was after he left the Canucks, but then came back. I want to say that was it 2000, Mark, or was it 2001? Because there was a run that week. I went to that Jets Monday Night Miracle game. I believe the World Series was happening at the same time. And I went to games. Well, I watched game one. I remember that. No, I remember watching all the World Series games, so it definitely couldn't have been during the World Series. Maybe it was postseason.
I have to look it up. I don't remember.
Yeah, you know what? It might have been postseason now that I think about it. Maybe it was postseason. I'm not 100% sure. I just remember standing up at a Rangers game around those years with my authentic LaFontaine jersey, and I stood up because they showed it on the scoreboard that the Mets were, maybe it wasn't against the Yankees. Maybe it was a playoff game. Which is the only reason why I would be that excited to stand up and cheer. And some guy was like, sit down, LaFontaine. I could spot you a mile away. So I've never hated the Islanders, I guess. Who knew?
So Messier came back 2000, 2001.
All right. So what's the date? October of 2000?
Yeah, 2000, yeah. I mean, that's...
Okay. So now we're on to something. Do you have the date on that or no?
No, I could find that if you want.
Because I want to say October 11th. Was it October 11th?
Give me a second.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. And I say that because I
see on October 11, 2000, Rangers hosted the Canadiens, a 3-1 win.
I want to say that was opening night at the Garden, Messier first game back with the Rangers.
Yeah, because they opened on the road.
Do you have the schedule, what day of the week it was?
That I do not.
Okay, because I'm only saying that because the Jets played, obviously, Monday night.
I'm pretty sure that was a Wednesday.
Right. So Monday, I went to the Monday Night Miracle. That is some week right there. Man, I used to get after it. Those were the days. Single.
Wednesday.
There you go. Look at this. So Monday, and I'm pretty good at this. So Monday, I was at the Monday Night Miracle. And I remember I went with a Dolphin fan buddy. I was wearing my Falcons jersey, stupidly so, because they're not playing in the game. But that's my team. And people were getting on me, ripping on me for being a Falcon fan. I go, look at the scoreboard, you moron. It's 30-3 or whatever it was. And here come the Jets. Jumbo Elliott. You believe that? Look at the scoreboard. I swear it was right after that the Jets go on this miraculous comeback. So I was at the Monday Night Miracle because TV Vin, my buddy, took, he's a big Dolphin fan, took us to the game with tickets. That's the only reason why I'd be there. Wednesday night, I had partial season tickets to the Rangers. It was the home opener. Messier returned to the Garden as a member of the Rangers after he left for Vancouver. And the Mets and Yankees both did play, but playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know the game times, but the Yankees beat the Mariners in game two to tie up that series, and the Mets beat the Cardinals in game one of the NLCS. So they might have just flashed the
there
Mets
score.
There
you go! That's what happened. I knew it was a postseason game because it was a big deal. They probably flashed the Mets score, and I stand up and cheer, and a fellow Ranger fan got on me. I got news for you. Whoever you were heckling me, this week was for you.
We're talking fandom. Do we question your Met fandom because you skipped game one of the NLCS to go
I had tickets to Messier's return opening night at the Garden, and it was on the road, right?
Yeah, right. It was in St. Louis.
In St. Louis. You're right. I mean,
that's before, like, DVR. Like, you were just missing the game.
I was. I don't know what happened. Meanwhile, I went to, I was at game
wasn't
six.
Wasn't 2000 that, the year also that you said you went to, like,
30, it was like 50 games? Games? Yeah, no, that was the
and
most.
And then you skipped game one of the NLCS.
And even the postseason, I went to, so wait, let me not get confused here. So I went to the Bobby Jones game and the Agbayani game. That was 2000 against the Giants in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Cardinals, I went to, I believe, game 3 and 5.
Game 3 was the only one they lost.
Then maybe I went to 4 and 5. 5 was the clincher, right?
Right.
Right, because they didn't go back there. What happened in games 3 or 4? Anybody have any idea?
Game 3 was the only game the Mets lost. I was there for that one. Then they won 4 and 5.
Right. I might have been at all 3, but I was definitely at game 5. That I know. But yeah, I was going to a ton of, those were my years. 99 and 2000, I went to a ton of Met games. But how about that run? That week, Mets in the postseason, Yankees in the postseason, Monday Night Miracle, Jets come back and beat the Dolphins, Messier returns, home opener at the Garden after he had left for Vancouver, comes back once again. That was one hell of a week.
It's a great week, and it's a great story, and 20 years later, it works out. I got to tell you, at the time, there is no way in hell I'd be going to the Garden to watch that game if I'm a Met fan watching it. I'll see
you.
Yeah,
you
one.
Brought this whole story no up to try to defend your fandom.
No
I don't
chance.
Know if that worked the way you wanted it to.
Yeah, I don't remember. Well, I know what I was probably thinking. I had season tickets. It was the big night, opening night, Messier's return. I mean, all right, Trump's
yeah, I
game
get
on
it.
You.
I wouldn't have done it. There's a way of...
I would never do it now. I don't know why I did it then.
The only way... Then, back then, it was actually probably a little bit easier because if you just avoid the scoreboard, you wouldn't have known. You can actually tape the game, VHS,
right.
And go home and watch it. After it was over.
Like, actually taped.
And just to try to avoid. The problem is you're at the Garden, so how do you avoid human contact? Because I did that a ton. Back then, with those years,
right.
I was working a lot and doing other things or whatever. So there, I can't tell you how many games I VHS taped and watched them after the game was over and didn't know.
Yeah, I am
I did that every Sunday, actually, with the Giants.
Right.
I would avoid basically every human until 10 o'clock at night when I'd get home and watch the Giant game.
You could do that at Home Depot. I couldn't do that at the Fan. When I first started the Fan, I had to work Sundays and doing the Giants game. I would tape the Falcons games, but there was no way not to know.
Yeah, like, no, that was different. Yeah. That was, and I started doing this. That was the DVR later, and I'd watch it again, but know what happened. Back in the day, in like, 97, I would be able to get away with watching the game because I would avoid humans.
So not only was I getting heckled then by a fellow Ranger fan, I'm getting heckled now, 23 years later.
Well, you were wrong, so you deserve it.
But it's Messier!
So, you're at home.
It's game you one watch on the road. Had it been game one at Shea, I would have been there.
Stop. It's game one of the NLCS, okay? That your eyeballs need to be on. You can tape Messier and you could watch it.
I wonder
you could
what
sell
I was
those
thinking.
Tickets. Now, it sucks to not be there, but there is no way you miss game one. It's the NLCS.
I'd like to go back and interview Young Sal and see what the hell was I thinking. Although, yeah. I could just tell you.
I could tell you what you were thinking. Experience over love. And that's just wrong.
What do you mean?
The experience of being at the Garden for Messier's return
right.
More than your love for the Mets. And I'm sorry, you chose poorly.
Yeah, I guess it was just home game versus road game. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Yeah, it's the playoffs.
Because
I don't
now,
care if they're playing on the moon.
Right, because now, in my mind, nothing, and I mean nothing, like death in a family, nothing. Nothing could take me away from postseason baseball. Right? Like, that is the key. That is the greatest thing. That's Nothing compares to that.
You know how many times?
So why then would I choose? I know it was a big night, but
again, do you know how many times we've come here like 6 hours early just to watch the game because you know you got to work and you're not going to be in? I don't want to be in the car in the eighth inning or possibly.
But here's the other thing. Remember, I understand what you're saying, and looking back, yes, if I had to do it over again, probably not. However, I was at the Garden for that return game, which was a big deal. I could not go to the Met game. It was on the road in St. Louis.
It's not about being there. It's about watching it.
For me, it was about... No, because here we are 20 years later where I can... Now, I was there at Game 5 when the Mets celebrated to go to the World Series. I remember being at the Garden that night. If I weren't at the Garden, we would just be talking about, oh, I watched the game on TV like everybody else, game one of the NLCS.
Again, so in your world...
Yeah.
Experience. Yes. And to say, I did this
is
more important than love.
Well, no, but I love Messi and the Rangers, too.
No.
I love Messi and the Rangers,
please,
too.
Fraud.
Look at this nice sweater vest.
Fraud.
I don't even sweater vest just now.
Fraud. Again, you're wrong. You're more about telling people where you were.
No.
As opposed.
I never thought I'd be telling people about where I was. I'm telling them now. This was at the time. Who am I telling?
No, at the time, you're not telling it into a microphone. You're telling to Tom, Dick, and Harry on the street. That's who you're worried about telling.
Right, I wanted to be there for Messier's return.
You want to? You're
I was
wannabe.
There for Ewing's return, too, when he came back as a Sonic.
Wannabe as opposed to a true, diligent, real fan.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
It is amazing how much respect Marco has lost for you in the last three nights.
You think I give a crap? Come on, Marco.
Well, apparently you really care what other people think of you, so yeah.
By the way, yeah. I've been working out. Can you tell?
Mm-hmm. Had the shaving of the chest go?
Actually, not bad. I have to clean up a little bit more, but I did the initial cleansing just right around the top.
Did you get the armpits?
Yes, I did. Yes,
I will also say this. I don't know if it's just you're wearing a white long sleeve shirt with the vest over it. It does make your arms look huge.
Yeah. I do feel, I was like, wow, look at that. I mean, they do look pretty good anyway, my arms. It's always like the arms and upper body come first. It's the gut that's the problem. That's the part where it's like, ah, crap, I'll just be wearing tank tops. But I feel pretty good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And this vest really fits well, this nice vest right here. Did you know that the Islander logo, we'll get to the update in a second. Did you know that the Islander logo, Fleeks probably knows.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Four lines here, you see like the tape on the hockey stick?
Yes.
You know what they represent?
I don't.
Oh, of course you would.
The four cups? Is that?
Yes! Yeah, four cups!
Didn't take a brain surgeon on that one.
I learned that tonight. I had no idea.
Can I ask you one thing?
You know who told me about that? A big Ranger fan, by the way.
Really? Yeah. Who was that?
Doug Savchek, former producer at... NBC. We used to do Mic'd Up. Whatever they called it. Yeah, Mic'd Up on NBC before Bruce Beck took it over.
Again, so still about the experience and telling me about things and now name dropping on me?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. One question, though, for you.
Jerry Recco's outside waiting for your spot. Sorry, Jerry. We're going to get to the updated 410. Hey, can you give a Rutgers score, for goodness sake?
90-55, they beat Minnesota.
All right, there you go.
Can I ask you one question before we do the update? And Jerry, I apologize. So with your shaved chest and your shaved armpits, are you busting out the thong to wear?
No, come on. What do you think this is, Marco? Come on.
I don't know what this is. This is why I'm honestly asking you.
No,
I'm learning all kinds
ridiculous.
Of stuff in the last few days.
Now you've gotten ridiculous. As a matter of fact, I pulled an Islander Speedo off the rack. Mr. Ledecky gave it to
Wouldn't
me.
Shock me. All
right, let's get updated here.
See
with Mark.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.